Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
Hi, Anthony Foster. Did you try calling?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was just to make you a few quick questions about the service, as usual. Well, first,
okay.
We wanted to know if Melissa is still located at the same address. She haven't moved in the last few weeks.
Oh, no. No. Not yet.
Okay. Thank you. Also, we need to verify if Melissa has been admitted into a hospital in the last 3 weeks or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. Finally, I wanted to remind you that the discharge date has not been removed. So if you have any chance to communicate with the county office again, please do it and let us know. Okay?
I tried calling them numerous times. I can't get a hold of anybody. They don't call back. And Keystone First, the insurance company,
yeah,
said it's effective. The insurance is okay and it's going to keep going or something like that. I have no idea what this means. I'm just a worker.
No, but in this case, the information that I have here is that we still see the discharge date as of the 28th of this month. So if maybe Keystone is able to provide you like a better number to try calling the county office, that would be perfect. Because the county office is the one that assigns the date.
Yeah, every time I call Keystone, they say, you guys have to call them. I can't call them to do that. I mean...
No, actually, we are not allowed to call the county office. We cannot do that.
They don't call back. So what's the discharge? What, insurance coverage, or...
Yeah, basically it shows like the authorization for your services, for the services of Melissa, I'm sorry, ends on the 28th. Like that, like she cannot receive services after the 28th.
And the county office does that.
Correct.
I mean, I'll try calling them again. They don't call you back, they don't do anything.
Absolutely. If you get a hold of
them.
I took
an email too.
Oh, okay. If you get a hold of them, just text me so I can be aware of that. And if you don't, text me that information too so I can notify the authorization department and I can see if maybe they have any other number or email that you can try. Okay?
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Absolutely. Thanks to you.